6 p.m. on RTL today. Here's some news.
Good evening. These are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. Following the evaluation of Luxembourg's politicians and the government's popularity today, the second part of the Politmonitor survey focuses on the issues that worry Luxembourgers the most. Housing remains the top problem at 70%, ahead of the international geopolitical situation at 64%, increased tariffs 53%, the rise of right-wing extremism follows it with 50%, as does the pension system at the same, climate change 49%, and the economic situation 29%. The trial that has been reported here for a while concerning the murder of a Luxembourg resident in Portugal in 2021 concluded today with life sentences for all three defendants. Throughout the trial, the defendants gave conflicting accounts of events, all of which were contradicted by the physical evidence. Although the murder was carried out in Portugal, the trial was held in Luxembourg because the conspiracy to kill the victim was planned within the Grand Duchy. The Chamber of Commerce presented its review of 2025 and warned that businesses in Luxembourg are under increasing strain due to geopolitical volatility, high production costs, decreasing European demand and the housing crisis. Optimism in the business community has clearly waned. Companies say that lack of stability required to invest and create jobs, while around 90% of firms expressed confidence in the country's economic prospects back in 2020, that number has dropped to just 67% in 2025. In international news, and apologies for the puns, but the EU is wrangling over whether to give plant-based sausages and veggie burgers the chop and restrict such labels to meat products will grind on into next year after countries and lawmakers failed to reach a deal today. Many of Europe's livestock farmers see plant-based foods that mimic meat as potentially misleading customers and a threat to their already troubled sector. Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has urged her compatriots to fight for freedom against state terrorism, as she said she was coming out of hiding to travel to Norway after being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in her absence. Machado, who won the Nobel for challenging President Nicolas Maduro's grip on power, has not been seen in public for months after threats to her life. In sports now, and Remco Evenepoel will share the leadership role with Florian Lipovits at the 2026 Tour de France, he announced at Red Bull Bora's training camp in Mallorca today. Double Olympic and multiple world champion Evenepoel has joined Lipovits at Red Bull after a move from Belgian outfit Quickstep. And the NFL will play two regular season games in the German city of Munich in 2026 and 2028, continuing the organization's ongoing commitment to play annual matches in Germany. The matches are as a result of a multi-year partnership between the NFL, Bundesliga club Bayern Munich, and the city of Munich, with the participating teams and specific dates not yet set. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Weather now, and as we move into the evening, conditions will continue as they were all day, misty and overcast, although the showers should now have abated. The current temperature is around 10 degrees, although it does feel slightly colder.